Christopher Media. Eminem, question everything.
That's my mama.
That's my mama. That's my purse.
I don't know you.
You don't know. You're the first one that's ever got that. I say it all the time. Brianna's like, what?
King of the Hill references.
Yeah, King of the Hill.
You won't find those on any other podcast.
Eminem, question everything. On iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.
Hi, I'm Mike White.
And I'm Rob St. Mary.
And we're the hosts of the Projection Booth podcast.
If you haven't heard of the Projection Booth, that's okay.
But we think it's time that you have.
We've been doing this for over 3 years now.
And we think we're doing a pretty good show.
Every week we look at a different film and put it in context.
We try to bring you interviews with the people behind the films.
Or experts on a subject matter covered in the film.
We don't specialize in any one particular genre or type of film.
We try to examine every aspect of cinema.
From every corner of the globe.
Even at 3 years, we barely just scratched the surface.
But we're ready. We're ready for you to listen to us.
That's right. Now's the time to give us a shot.
Download us through our free smartphone app.
Or through Stitcher, iTunes, Geek Juice Radio, Jackalope.
Or our website.
Projection-booth.com.
We'll keep making great shows.
Now it's your turn to listen to them.
Ready. Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From AsmaCore Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now?
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
Already done.
Yep.
Done and done, Towley.
And it in.
Hello.
I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Justin.
Hey, there we go. There we go.
Oh, oh, what's going on? Hey, someone has snuck in and sat in that seat.
It's another episode of the Weedsman Podcast, number 43?
Ooh. Oh.
What?
43. I'm going to have to look up.
Isn't that Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
43rd president.
That's how we're counting it now.
By president.
The Bill Clinton episode.
So I'm going to be Mr. 43. That's my new shirt.
Mr. 43.
Mr. 43.
Yeah, so Justin is joining us as an honorary weedsman tonight.
Yep.
Honorary, yes.
Yeah.
We need to start making up t-shirts and stuff or like a button, like I was a weedsman. It'd be like three be people cool. who could have them right now, but still. You know.
Yeah, but it's a start.
Now that is a definition of an exclusive club.
Well, hopefully we're going to hear more of you on some podcast coming up soon, huh? You and Rob have been kicking around an idea.
Yeah, we're, Justin's joining, bringing them into the fold, so to speak, here.
Well, you know, we're trying to come up with a new idea, you know, something to talk about on a show with the maybe a love or passion that we have. We actually enjoy professional wrestling.
Not crocheting?
No.
No needlepoint?
No.
And pro, not amateur?
Nope, no, not amateur.
All right.
But, so if I ever wrestle,
keep our eyes out for that.
Yep.
Somewhere on the horizon.
And ears.
Ears, yes.
And ears.
Well, you have to see it with your eyes to find it on your phone or whatever.
True.
Right? Before you could.
He has a good defense.
Yes.
So use your eyes to find the program and use your
eyes and then your ears to listen.
Okay.
Just find the program.
Yeah.
Thank you. Rob smells what I'm cooking.
Mm. Oh.
That's a nice reference.
Oh, there you go.
I like that.
It's like his one and only reference
drop for wrestling. He'll be in there.
Maybe.
My one and only post-90 reference.
Yeah, because it all runs back to when we were little kids, everybody. I mean, it was on after cartoons on Channel 2. You know,
yep.
You had the Hulkster. I mean, there was even the cartoon show.
Oh, remember the cartoon show? Yeah, oh, yeah, I remember that show.
The Junkyard Dog.
Yep.
And the Iron Sheik.
The Mouth of the South was on there. Jimmy Hart with the mic.
Who else was... who's the Russian guy that was the villain?
Volkov.
Yeah, Nikolai Volkov.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He used to hang out with the Sheik all the time.
Yeah, they were the two main villains.
Yeah.
Best singing voice in WWF. he sang
Best singing voice?
I don't know.
He sang his own entrance.
Yeah,
he was the only one to walk down. He would walk down to the ring, and he would sing the Russian national anthem.
Yep.
He'd make everyone stand.
Oh, yeah, now that you say that, I totally remember that.
And all the little kids, I'd be...
Now he does bar mitzvahs and he does Hava Nagila.
Here we go.
To my left, from the Soviet Union.
He's got the hat on.
It's just a classic look.
The round furry hat.
And can't forget his manager, Freddie Blassie. Classic.
Is that the guy with the blonde hair?
Yeah. To my right, he's a legend, too.
From Tehran, Iran.
Wait a minute. These guys aren't going head-to-head, are they?
No, they're a tag team.
Yeah, they're a tag team.
Yeah.
you can imagine that, you know, a guy from Iran and Russia at that time.
Cold War.
Yeah, Cold War.
Always making money.
Yeah. Vince was a smart guy.
Why is he holding up a sign that says MSG?
Looked it up Madison Square Madison Garden.
Oh. Yeah.
No, he was warning. Like Chinese food.
He's warning anybody. I have a high MSG content, so if anybody in the audience is allergic, you might get a headache from my performance tonight.
No one touched a Russian.
I am a salty fucker.
Russians do eat a lot of brine food.
But yeah, you won't
see. They don't need it. They don't need MSG.
They don't. Nope.
I don't know who's the champion now. See, you won't see him.
Brock Lesnar is right now when we're heading into WrestleMania 31, I believe.
Again, he's
right?
Still around.
Yep. He is holding the belt, but we shall see who he's fighting here.
Contract-wise, he's still kind of around.
Oh, yeah. We'll see. Hey,
save some for the podcast.
That's right.
There you go.
Coming up.
All right, so
look out for that.
So what's our strain for this week?
Well, what we're going to be smoking on here this week is animal cookies, which sounds delicious.
Animal cookies.
As a kid, you know, I loved animal cookies. But from our good friends at Leafly, bring our strain information this week. Animal cookies is the child of the legendary hybrid marijuana strains Girl Scout Cookies and OG Fire. This clone-only strain flowers in 9 to 10 weeks and grows into dense, frosty green buds dipped with purple.
I smoked your mama and your daddy.
Yeah, that's two strains we've definitely had here.
Yeah.
What do we got here? True to its name, Animal Cookies has a sweet, sour aroma with heavy, full-body effects that'll impress any veteran consumer. This potent medicine might be overkill for mild symptoms, but its ability to obliterate severe pain and insomnia is unprecedented. So, yeah.
They were going to call the hybrid Hot Girl Scout, but yeah.
That would be cool.
It didn't sell as well.
I would have bought it. I would have bought it for that name for sure. The Hot Girl Scout.
Hot Girl Scout, that's $100.
Yeah.
$100 extra. You get the Hot Girl Scout.
Here we go. The official cornering of the bowl. Rob's taking his first toke. How's it taste, Rob?
It's got a very nice taste.
No mouth noises, please.
Sorry about
that. Damn it.
Wow. Yeah, that's really good. I like that. Smooth.
Real sound effects.
What the fuck?
What was that?
Well, I was just looking for the
sound like.
I like that.
Well, I was looking for the golf ball sound effect for the way Aaron was giving you the play-by-play on. Yeah. I didn't plan on that idiot tagging the front of his.
I love that.
That's
sound effect.
I would use that for everything. When you want to
sounded like
it.
Anders. Dude, we're going to be rich, bro.
Yeah.
We're going to do a sound effects album.
Sound effects. How you like it over there, Justin?
It is a very unique taste.
You like it?
Yeah.
Am I the only one that got that little cool feeling?
I don't.
In the back of the throat, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of it. It's that cold fire. I don't know. So, Justin.
Oh, I'm missing a chance to be culturally relevant right now.
Oh, fuck
and
you.
Topical.
Yeah, let's meet him.
I hate this song. Dude.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. We're being hip right
crackers.
Now. Bringing in the younger kids.
Crackers. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong name. I'll say it right this time.
Crackers.
Cookies.
Oh, we're doing cookies.
Yeah, animal
cookies.
Oh, sorry.
Crackers.
Animal crackers.
Cookies.
No, you want to eat the animal crackers after you smoke the animal cookies.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right. Aaron's just like, I'm not going to talk until you bought it down.
Yeah, bring it down.
The show will be over.
Awesome. I have a hard time concentrating. He has like, I usually like a male who can falsetto really well. You know, I'm a big Bee Gees fan, as I've admitted before.
Yep.
But that guy, what's his name? Adam Levine, the guy with the pimples? Yeah. The pimple commercial?
Yeah. Mr.
He was,
guy.
He
was
should
born
not
that way.
You should not do that. You should stop doing that. As a matter of fact, you should stop doing everything having to do with music. He clearly wants to be some sort of personality. If there's still such thing as an MTV VJ, he would have gone that route instead.
Oh, for sure.
But he's like,
now he's a game show host.
All they show is reality. He's like, I don't want to be on a reality show, so I guess I'll start a band. I mean, they got auto-tune now, right?
Right.
I can do that. Oh, I'm Purdy.
His cologne smells so good, though.
He's got his own cologne?
Yes.
Oh, he has I didn't know that.
I wanted to hate him. I'm like, no, I don't want to wear that. And I smelled it. I'm like, oh, my God.
Is it called Animals?
Adam Levine.
Let's flush our ears with some good music. Justin, please. you had a track for us tonight. We asked you what you like to listen to, or just an example of a song you like to listen to when you get high.
Yes, yes. And I personally want it. Yes, there you
there
go.
It is.
Little, Dean Martin.
Yeah.
Dino Bambino.
How lucky can one guy be?
What a voice.
I kissed her and she kissed me.
I love it because just like every young black said, guy
ain't that a
wanted to grow up to be an Italian mobster. You know, like every black child wanted to be an Italian mobster.
Yeah. Is it true?
Like this sailor said, quote, ain't that
makes sense,
a hole
though,
in the boat.
Like, you can't be down listening to this, you know?
Oh.
It's so bouncy, and listen to those horns.
If this is just a
can't help but smile.
My life is gonna be beautiful.
I feel like I should be chicken or steak, sir.
Now, is there something about this song in particular that really caught your attention, or are you generally a fan of... how do you classify this music?
Big band standard.
Big band music.
Jazz.
Okay, yeah.
It was.
You listen to a lot of old music, I guess, is what I'm asking.
it was honestly, it was gangster movies. Watching like Goodfellas and Casino. You know, you hear these songs and watch the movies over and over again. And I'm like, but once I got internet, I'm like, well, who is Dean Martin?
Yeah.
You know, who's Frank Sinatra?
So you started reading all about the Rat Pack.
Exactly. It's like, wow, they're gangster.
they were pretty gangster.
Yeah, they did.
Then they're like, oh, they had Sammy Davis Jr. I'm like, I can't be included. In my imagination, I can be included.
Yeah, he was an anomaly. Black Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd have been damn funny and sing like a fucking angel.
They needed a liaison to the black community, so Sammy was voted in.
And he was Jewish, so double threat.
Yeah, he was.
You got to get in all the neighborhoods if you want to run really effective organized crime.
Makes sense.
All right, good
That's
choice.
How they did it back in the day, though. You had 3.5 minutes, and you're fucking done.
Right.
Anything longer than that, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I was reading about one of the couple that wrote in the Brill Building with like Carole King and those people. They were interviewed, and they were talking about, I can't remember what song it was, but they were doing a song with Phil Spector. And the song went to like 3:19. And Phil Spector writes 2:58 on the thing. And it's like, well, that way they'll play it. Because they wouldn't, if it was over 3 minutes, they're like, this is way too fucking long. We're not playing this song.
Oh, wow.
So he lied about the time on it so that they would play it.
Smart move.
Yeah.
Is that before he went insane? Or
he was insane the whole time.
waving the gun around the studio.
Yeah, right.
He was insane throughout all of it. It was just when it got violent that people were like, oh, this insanity isn't fun anymore.
Yeah.
This isn't making us money. It's actually
this
starting
to productive.
Hurt.
It's now a liability, not an asset.
No, I think there was definitely a period there where they're like, we have to cover this up because he's still making us a shit ton of money.
Right.
Have you guys read anything interesting recently about local legalization of marijuana
here in
Michigan?
They're trying. They're pushing the petition.
There's two petitions still out there.
Are we doing the news? Would this be classified as the news?
Yeah, let's do the news. Yeah.
Rob's epic fail.
Yeah, my epic fail.
Captured.
I knew
forever.
What I was supposed to say, but I did not say it.
All right, time for bong hits. I don't fucking remember. I'm high. The news. Do the fucking news.
So yeah, Dateline Michigan. Actually, not much of a Dateline in Michigan. We have people, they're trying to basically get enough people to get out there and get signatures on two different bills that they're hoping will get voted on in 2016. But yeah, I'm not hopeful. I don't know about you guys. I know, well, I'm hopeful,
hey,
certainly.
Hey, I mean,
but
the first time medical came up, it wasn't, you know, so I mean,
But medicinal marijuana has kind of been a mess in Michigan, too. It was just last month that there was a couple Republican state senators that were talking about reforming medical marijuana and threatening to basically break it up into districts and have like a set number of dispensaries per district. It's all, I mean, around here, it's all concentrated on like 8 Mile, which is,
yeah, it's all in
if
Detroit.
You haven't been there, yeah. Or if you haven't seen the movie, that's basically what separates the suburbs from the city.
Right.
That's where all the strip clubs are, too.
I know that. Right.
So, yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of negative connotation to it, especially the fact that it's sandwiched in between these strip clubs and liquor stores and everything else. And it's just, it's all grouped in with all the sin that exists, and you know, that we let exist in the city, but we don't like it to seep out into the suburbs as much.
No, we want it where we can see it. No, just keep that over there.
Yeah, designated area right here.
I don't know. I just, it's not going to go away. It's creating too much commerce, I think. It's
not going away, but I don't see legalization anytime soon, and we probably won't see it in Utah either, even though they were trying to get medical marijuana. But it failed by one vote in the state Senate.
Wow. That guy was high and late.
Yeah.
He blew it. Guy should have hit that bull before his vote. So he stopped to get a sandwich and fucked it all up.
It doesn't mean that they are completely opposed to the idea. I guess there were some senator. There were some. Shit, this is in the state, so what would they be? I don't know.
Senator? Representative?
Yeah, but it's a
are they
a
in the House or
Senate.
The Senate? They're still a senator. It's still a senator. State senator.
State representative.
State senator, blankety blank.
Right. So, it was state senators, I guess, anyway. Some of them were quoted as saying that they weren't generally opposed to medical marijuana. They just did not like the language in this particular bill. So maybe there's some hope for Utah, but I'm not putting it high on the list of states to legalize it
pot,
in the near future.
Marijuana. Cannabis sativa.
Yes, thank you.
Cannabis sativa.
Can we get a pronunciation guide on that?
Yes.
Really?
Really? But the big news is the federal bill for legalizing medical marijuana. That's
sure is.
Mm-hmm. In the Senate. Paul Rand, Cory Booker, and Kristen Gillibrand. I'll propose this bill jointly. It's two Democrats and a Republican. Granted, the most liberal Republican there probably is.
Right.
The hopes for this bill is that it would basically remove the fear of prosecution from any of the 23 states that have already approved medical marijuana for sale. And it would also reduce it from a Schedule I drug down to a Schedule II drug.
I think that's the big,
yeah.
I think that's the big part of that.
Yeah, which would automatically reduce any penalties as well,
mm-hmm.
if somebody was prosecuted at a federal level for marijuana, which doesn't happen often, but it's still a possibility and it's still a fear. Another cool thing, though, is that if this does pass, it's going to open up the research side of things. And we know that there's a lot of different things that they're thinking that that marijuana can do for a sick person, from treating symptoms to possibly even curing some diseases. But we just don't know. We've done a lot of research on it, but we don't have enough concrete scientific evidence to actually say that, you know, we're going to isolate these certain elements of this strain and use that to cure this type of cancer.
Right.
Because we've had all these restrictions on it being a Schedule I drug, you have to, the only way you're getting any funding is if you're in a government program to study this. This would open it up to private organizations being able to study it as well and actually put it through some serious trials and find out what we can do with this drug and what's just a pipe dream.
About time.
I would love to be a lab rat for that. I would figure they would have to have a lottery. There would be so many people just like, sure, sure.
I think my problem would be like, can I get another joint? And like, no, you're going to fuck up the control. what happens when you stop being high?
Yeah.
So you've only been here 20 minutes.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, they're like, we can't let them go out in the wild. They're just going to fuck it up. Just
so in addition to that, it would also decriminalize any transportation over state lines of marijuana. If you're taking it from one state to a neighboring state where it is legal, you can't be prosecuted for that, whatever. And it make it easier for doctors to actually recommend it to veterans. Right now, doctors that work for the government, because they are in the VA, they work for the VA program,
right. They
can't legally recommend marijuana because it's illegal federally, right? So they can't say to somebody suffering from PTSD, have you tried smoking a joint to see if that helps you at all?
Right. That's smart.
No, what's smart?
No, that they're legalizing it, you know.
Well, this is all in the bill. Who knows if it's going to pass?
Right.
I mean, we're still talking about Republican-controlled Senate, so it's not really likely to pass.
Well, yeah.
Oh, and it would also solve the banking issue, at least for the medicinal marijuana side.
Oh, okay. They can finally conduct their money and federally make something.
You can't find the good version online.
Who's singing this version?
It's the remix they did in the 80s where they put the big drums in it and shit.
They're like, give me that Phil Collins.
I hate this version. Yeah. I fucking hate this version. Give me the one with the tight drums. Sounds like it was recorded in a closet. Way better. Doctor, give me the news. Okay, you said doctor. I can fade it out.
Yeah. Another story about the federal government and marijuana is about the FDA sending out letters to manufacturers of cannabis and CBD-laced pet foods and medicines. A lot of these coming out of Washington State, actually, which is our state this week. Yeah, basically, FDA sends out letters and they're like, you cannot recommend this for consumption by animals because, you know, there's no research showing that it's good for any animal. I don't know. I thought it was bad for animals, cats, dogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not generally something like, I've known people who've gotten their cat's high before. It's not something I recommend.
Right.
I did find a story about a woman with a black lab that was suffering from some sort of like liver cancer or something. And she gave it this THC-infused dog treat that gave it its appetite back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it made the dog stop eating grass. It gave grass to the dog so the dog would stop eating grass. Kind of weird. Yeah, I thought we'd have more to say on pets and marijuana. I guess these are just like,
Well, I mean,
it shouldn't get your pet high, really.
I mean, if it helps the dog, your animal in general, I mean, yeah. I had a couple animals that, you know, had died of cancer. I mean, maybe if that could give them something to a little bit longer, that would have been cool.
Put some tincture in their water bowl.
I don't know if anyone's saying it's going to extend their life if they're suffering from a deadly disease, but maybe it would make them more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Our cat's pupils are definitely dilated a lot, but, you know, she's just like that naturally.
Right.
Doesn't like the nip.
There's a horse, and apparently this horse was cured of its degenerative ligament disease from being fed marijuana.
Can they prove that?
I don't know. I mean, this is one story. I mean,
or is this some guy in a farm going, I fed my horse weed, she got better.
Again, this is why we need to decriminalize it. Even if I would like for total federal decriminalization, but at least if this bill passes to legalize medical marijuana federally, we can get some real research on this shit and not just have to guess.
All right.
Like, is this Cletus the slack-jawed yokel? I fed my horse marijuana.
Yeah. You know,
I need federal subsidies to grow marijuana now. Yeah. All of my horses have the same disease. It's in the water.
I fed my horse. Start talking to me.
A horse is a horse.
This is timely right here.
Yeah.
One can talk to a horse, of course. Say. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous.
Makes sense.
A whole show based on the fact that look, it looks like he's talking. We put peanut butter on his teeth.
Yeah. I remember when people would say it was strange.
It didn't take much.
A horse is a horse, of course.
Of course, you know, these days it's no different than the Transformer movies. There's a whole new crop of Transformer movies.
What are they putting peanut butter in the Transformer's mouth?
No, they're like we can CGI these amazing looking robots now.
Right.
I mean, what would they have done before? Put Michael Keaton in a fucking rubber suit,
right?
With fucking windshields on his chest.
Well, I think before it was just animated, and they just never were released in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's technology like making a certain type of art available.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not explaining it correctly.
More stuff on film than you could in the past.
It's just figuring out some sort of trick, basically, and basing a whole... Well, in that case, a TV show. In the Transformers case, a whole group of movies.
If you took away the CGI, then the big Transformers movie would have been a Japanese anime.
Yeah, right.
That came out on a bootleg, and they were like, oh, we got to make money off this now. Too many fanboys got it. We got to make money off this.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, which, you know, Transformers is a good example of Western cartoons totally aping the style of Japanimation. But some of the stuff that I watched when I was a kid and realized now was they were taking Japanese shows and chopping them up and putting new dialogue in them. And that's why they didn't fucking make any sense. Like Voltron.
Oh yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Voltron was totally redubbed. Robotech was the worst though. They took like Robotech. If you ever watched any of the cartoons or anything, the English dubbed ones, that was a combination of three different cartoons that they chopped up and made into one cohesive story. Which is why you watch it and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I never understood where that motorcycle came from. Like the motorcycle part, yeah.
It's the same shit that happened on Mario 3.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, it was 3. No, it was 2. Same shit that happened on Mario 2.
Oh, yeah.
With
the
fucking, you know, you're pulling shit out of the ground and you're...
Yeah.
You're fighting little guys that look like they have Jason masks on. You're like, none of this
made no sense.
Yeah. And because it turns out it was a different game and they just reskinned it.
Right.
And they're like, let's make it a Mario game and people will want it.
People bought it. Yeah. Not many, but. Yeah.
And we did.
Personally, I don't think I'm in the majority there, but then one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nintendo's like, we shit cash.
That's true.
What was it? They could take a loss of like, I think it was like $25 million a year for the next 250 years, something like that, and they would be just fine.
That's definitely the type of business that you have to have a lot of cash to play with and not be afraid to lose money for a few years.
Right. Oh, yeah. They don't care.
That's how they've continued to be successful. You look and you're like, oh, wow. Like, the new PlayStation, the new Xbox, they're really killing it. Mm-hmm. And when they finally came out with something, when they came out with the Wii, they knew exactly what they wanted to do with it. They had a certain audience for it. And what was really clever, they did the Disney thing. Make the kids want it, right?
Yeah.
Make it cheap. The kids want the fuck out of it. And then we'll come out with all the adult games. Oh, you can do your yoga on this shit now. Oh, you can hold it like a gun, Dad. Don't worry. Everybody can enjoy the Wii.
Right.
Oh, they didn't do the fucking...
You have your avatar.
Oh, the time up?
They didn't do... Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Whoa. Let it come to you naturally, bro. Wait for it.
I got the breakdown.
You're rushing.
Yeah.
maybe get J.K. Simmons over here to slap you.
Wait a check.
God damn it, Chris.
Oh, shit. Break it down.
Yep. You got a limited time limit on this, apparently.
I was going to say, shouldn't I be running for the damn, for the flag about now?
If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, it will help to show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you'll get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
Do you guys know who Jon Snow is?
No.
He is...
Mrs. Snow's little boy.
Informer.
He's like a British...
Is he related to that rapper?
I think he's like... he's a British newscaster, but more like, you know, a Brian Williams type of talking head.
They got fired for lying?
No. But they did a... Channel 4 did a documentary on marijuana, and Jon Snow, one of the hosts of their news program, smoked some skunk, as they call it. You know, the stuff that makes you go psycho.
Did he? Look at him. He looks
pretty. Look at him with that fatty.
Yep. He smoked some of that skunk.
Is there an after picture where that's burnt away and now he's smiling?
Oh, dude, there's video if you want to see what happened to him. It's actually quite...
I got to see this guy.
All the reports... I didn't watch the whole documentary, but all the reports that I read were that it was just incredibly boring.
Really?
And uninformative. But here's the highlights right here.
Nice. That's what we need.
One.
Okay, so
three.
He obviously has a volcano. Five, he's got one of those bags and he's hitting it.
Seven, eight.
And he doesn't look too comfortable doing it. But he did put it on his comfortable old man sweatshirt. County. You know.
Skunk and hash.
Why is he... He's like in a dark... Yeah. Like an unlit room.
Yeah, why is
it? This is so weird.
I guess it's 20 minutes since I ingested whatever it was. And... I feel woolly. I feel slightly woolly. Separated from myself.
Yeah.
Hi, John. Come on down.
Oh.
That's okay.
That's a little woolly.
Oh, yeah. They're putting him in the MRI.
Just get your grandpa high.
Putting on...
Yeah.
He gets high for the first time, and they put him in a big tube with machines that spin out. Around
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that would have been awesome my first time high. It went over well.
You know what I would have done?
Sounds.
Got up and ran?
If I was the technician, I would have been like, John, I can't let you do that.
Totally.
Start talking to him.
Turn off the lights and shit on him.
Oh, he wants out.
Oh, I bet.
he says, I don't want to do this anymore.
I've been in one of those.
Wait.
Sorry about this.
No problem at all. It's just for Seth.
We really don't want to.
Oh, man.
He needs a hug.
Oh. I love you, man.
You were going to hurt me.
Absolutely terrible. I mean, stick it out in Gaza. We should be able to stick it out in a bloody scanner.
I have smoked cannabis.
Did he say it was like being in scanners?
This was aggressive filth.
Thought his head was going to blow up.
This robbed me of my persona. Of my persona, of my soul. I never, ever want to be subjected to that again. Never.
It robbed him of his soul. Maybe you didn't have much of a personality to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your problem.
It just reminds me
of... I don't know. I'm not judging. No, really. Marijuana is not for everyone. I'm not saying this guy's an idiot because he didn't... His first time with weed wasn't a good experience. Mine wasn't. And you I didn't hit fucking that fucking cunt. Bag off a fucking volcano like he did either.
Right.
I just had a couple tokes off a bowl.
Wasn't so, but, you know, ash.
Obviously, it's not for him. But is it? What is it? This is journalism? Let's take somebody, like, take them completely out of their element and have them react to something that millions of people do all around the world on a daily basis and don't freak out about. Yep, he had one toke over the line.
That's like, sweet Jesus. Eight tokes over the line. However many tokes it takes you to want out of an MRI machine.
If I was put in, if I, the first time that I smoked a joint, somebody was like, get in this MRI machine. Like, fuck, I don't want to do this either.
Yeah.
Let alone, once again, take your grandpa and put him in that situation.
Right. You need it all.
Take your grandpa, get him high, shove him in an MRI machine, see how that works out for you.
Anybody's first time.
Yeah, if you want anybody. Someone to never get high again, make that their first time.
Yeah. Right, it's like, you know, if you get somebody high on coke the first time, you're like, but I gotta hit your toe with this ball peen hammer. It's right. Just, it's part of it. It's like tradition.
Right.
Snort the line, rub a little on your gums, and then I whack you on the foot and see if you can feel it. Oh, it turns out I don't like doing coke so much.
Right. That would be perfect.
You can do all the coke you want, but you have to stay in the closet. Oh, this is not fun. Yeah.
The new war on drugs.
Right.
That's the new DARE program. Like, I dare you.
Oh, yeah. Right. No, this is probably what it would look like if it got legalized. They would be like, okay. Because they do this shit for abortion in some states. If you want to get an abortion, they're like, okay, but first we have to show you a picture of the thing you're going to kill. They put the fucking wand on you, or they get the fucking wand up in you even sometimes, and they show you, here's what you got growing inside of you. It looks like a little tadpole, and here's his heartbeat. Are you sure you want to kill it?
Right.
You know? This is what the government would do. Like, okay, you can smoke weed if you want to, but we're just going to show in your brain how it's fucking your brain up, okay? Just watch this MRI thing real quick.
Get in the MRI tube. Get high and get in the tube.
Yeah. And by proxy, well, yeah, everyone's going to have this horrible experience of getting high and getting in an MRI tube, and they won't want to do it anymore.
All right, get in the tube.
Yeah. I'd be like, fuck you. I'm running away.
Hey, you know all that good shit you just smoked? It's time to get in the fucking tube.
Yeah. Wasn't that good? Not good times in there, man.
Yeah.
For a second, I thought I was Spock and they were going to eject me. Pounding on there. I'm not dead.
I'm not dead.
Don't do it. Don't blow the lock.
Right.
I'm sorry, Dave.
No.
But yeah, I talked to him like the robot from 2001. Right.
I'm sorry.
Tell him that I'm going to blow the airlock.
Yeah.
He's in there like, what? What a good shot in this face. He seemed all right before he got into the MRI, too, right?
Right.
Like he said, Dave, that he felt woolly and not himself. Yeah, I mean, that's how I felt. Yeah, you feel kind of all fuzzy and weird.
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
What are you talking about, huh?
This is your first time getting high. This mission is too important
for me to allow you to jeopardize.
This is what he saw inside the actual.
I don't know what you're talking about, Hal.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me.
No, that's enough. Now I'm starting to get paranoid.
They just took me in rude, told me smoke some pot, and showed me an MRI tube. What's going on?
And also, we know that paranoia is something that can happen even if it's not, even if you're not a green smoker. Not what you mean. An inexperienced smoker. What I mean when I say green. Gotta stop rhyming. Yeah. Fucking me up.
Get in the tube.
But yeah.
Get in the tube.
Well, Chris, you were telling us about an experience that you had when you were smoking that headband shit from last week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I get to tell this again. Cool. I'm so hot. But, okay. Yeah, no, headband last week. It kicked in my paranoia a little bit. Last Saturday or Sunday morning, I'm at the airport. You know, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I park and I blaze a bowl every time before I get out. You know, it is what it is, man. You know?
Yeah.
legalize it so I can just smoke it outside the airport before I go in. We won't have this problem. Anyway, I'm walking through the airport and just high as fuck. Really. And I look up at the big old TV screen that they have at each, you know, terminal as you walk by. And it's CNN, and they're covering the fucking World Cricket Championships. The first thing I think is slow news day. You know, that's they're covering. Right. And here is where the paranoia snowball starts rolling down.
But first, a little green monster.
But your first thought was, like, British people are so weird.
No, not really. My first thought was like slow news day, huh? We're covering the fucking cricket championships. There's nothing going on right now, you know?
Yeah.
And then, but then they start go, oh, this is when the terrorists would strike. This is like I have this thought. Because it's like, it's you know, we're back to here. This is what's in our news cycle right now.
Okay. Like right now is the least likely time that I'm expecting a terrorist attack, which means it's most likely to happen.
Right.
It's like being over in...
always when you least expect it.
Yeah, in France, and they're reporting on the Super Bowl. Oh, hey, these guys got their thing going on over there. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, they're out of shit to talk about. But, so now... So
usually you see a terrorist attack somewhere else, and you're like, psh, they're not at the airport here with me. They're over there doing that shit.
Well, no, but it leads to...
I know where they are. I got my eyes on you motherfuckers.
But it
as soon as you disappear from the TV, I'm not flying for a little while.
But it leads to, well, the biggest population of Arabic people outside Middle East is here in the Detroit area.
That's right.
So then I'm start concocting scenarios in my head of teams of guys storming security.
Oh, Jesus.
Because Sunday morning and...
What is this, Die Hard 2?
Well, because like Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, there's usually only like one security checkpoint open.
Right.
There's only like four people there. So yeah, like eight guys with guns easily are going to take these guys out. So then I start eyeing every exit, every green exit sign. How would I get out of here? Will I end up on a runway? Will the plane run me over? These kind of things.
Wow.
Just... Yeah, and then I go, calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
This is how people get sucked into jet exhaust.
Yeah.
Running out in the fucking room.
Here comes another idiot. Someone grab him.
He's on the landing gear.
Yeah, he's biting the tires.
Yeah, paranoia.
Yeah.
It's real, people. And then I just calm myself down and went, shut the fuck up.
Hey.
Yeah, have another drink.
No, it was just get on the plane and calm the fuck down.
Right, I think the difference there is when it happens to an inexperienced person, they're thinking, this is what happens when you get high. And that I'm high, so therefore I can't control. Whereas an experienced person says, sometimes this happens, I'm just a little high, and then it starts to go away. You can you can control your own parent. Every once in a while, it gets a little out of hand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've had it happen before, too. I mean, being in, like, Metro, you know, at the beach. We have a state park right by us here. Locally.
Yeah.
And one time I was out on the trail in Metro, and it was like, I got lost somehow on a straight trail. That was, you know, if you look on a map, it's completely straight. Oh, it looks like a box. I mean, there's a turn, left.
Were you blaming Josh?
Oh, I was.
You made four left and didn't end up back where you were. And you're like, oh, fuck.
I'm like, what's going on here? I'm out in the wilderness. Nobody's going to find me.
Josh, you threw away the fucking map?
Right. Where are you?
I kicked that motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going on in my head right now. Or not right now. Wow, it could be right now. I could freak out. I'm unstable.
This is a good kind of freak out, right?
Yeah.
Justin, you ever freak out? You got a freak out story?
I got a freak out story.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Now, first time I started smoking, straight noob. I'm sitting on the couch, and we're passing around. And a guy comes in. He walks in the door in this apartment, opens it up. And my legs pop off and they run out the door.
While you watch them.
Right. I watched them run out the door.
What?
Now, I begged the guy that opened the door to shut the door. Because I saw my legs pop off, and I told him, please shut the door.
They're going to get away.
Holy shit. I love detachable legs.
The sad thing is, this is an episode that I can't say people told me later. It's like, I remember clearly telling the guy, shut the door. My legs were going to run out the door, and he didn't do it. Yeah, and my legs ran out the door.
One time I had a fever so high that I imagined that my legs were paintbrushes. I was trying to make a picture with them, but I didn't have a lot of control. I didn't have as much dexterity.
My left foot.
But yeah, so so what happened then? Did you catch your legs?
No, they
or did you just catch your sanity?
No, they ran out the door, and I yelled at everybody.
Well, how are you going to catch them? Those are your legs.
Yeah.
Well, afterwards, I stood up freaks. And walked to the bathroom. I don't understand.
Crawling on my...
It is. I stand up and walk and go to the bathroom, and they tell me, well, how did you go to the bathroom if your legs ran out the door?
Easy. I'm a ghost, motherfucker. What is this, your first time? My legs ran off and left me here a ghost.
And after that experience, and after that experience, here we are. I'm still going at it.
I do know that. I do know
you have
that
two legs.
Feeling.
I did witness you. You have walked since you've been here.
Yeah, you did make it in the net.
But I do know the feeling of walking, but not really feeling your legs, and you're like, you just kind of feel like you're floating along. I'm like, I know I see my legs moving, but. It's like when anytime somebody gets high in a Spike Lee film, and he puts them on the fucking little what do you call it thing they push around on wheels? I don't know.
Wheelchair.
Rascal. Dolly.
No, yeah, like a dolly, but for filming. You know, they can pull them along on it.
Oh, okay.
The shit that they use for when they do shots, moving shots, and they don't want a hand cam look. They have it on a little track, but he just puts the guy on the track, and then he just kind of floats along. Or like in Crooklyn.
Called a doll.
You ever see Crooklyn? The fucking yes. Glue sniffers, and they're upside down, like going down the street. Anyway.
Good old Spike Lee.
Nothing better.
I like me some Spike Lee.
I keep getting high real.
Doesn't run at his legs.
Yeah. There's them legs running away.
And they left.
The motherfucker wouldn't close the door.
It was Roseville, so that'll let you know the quality of weed at the time. We're talking mid-90s in Roseville.
I'm guessing poor.
Oh, very poor.
Okay.
My legs ran away. Is there a question of how poor it was? My legs ran away.
That was the legs.
I'm not 100% sure that was all weed. I'm like,
what a mix in there. Something sparkling. Gotta love that.
Broke me.
That's a Cat Williams line. I can't steal that.
And yet I didn't hear the true, like, little bongo sound like Fred Flintstone.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that was the one that I really wanted to hear.
You were laughing over it.
First one, okay, never mind.
That's such a great sound.
There you go.
Real sound effects.
Actual sound. That's legs running away.
I don't think that I've ever experienced any paranoia. I had a bad experience my first time smoking, but I went into kind of like a shock. But paranoia, I don't know if I've ever experienced that, but I remember one time being at a party. This was, some illegal rave somewhere, and it was around Halloween time, right? So everybody's dressed up. And this guy, three of us are over in the corner smoking a joint. You know, just kind of tucked away. Not so much that we don't want anyone to see, we just don't want to share with anybody. You know, it's a fucking, it's an after party.
That happens, you know.
And this guy comes down the stairs and goes past us, and I see the back of his jacket. He's dressed up like a DEA agent, right? It says DEA. Yeah, it says DEA on the back. And he's walking around a fucking rave like. And I made a joke like I hid the joint real quick, and I was like, oh, fuck, the DEA's here. Yeah, the other two people that I was with took me very, like, saw the jacket, saw my reaction, were like, Zoom! Like, they fucking made those noises. Like, I had to go catch him and be like, relax. That guy, look, it's Halloween. I'm a smart ass. So, yeah, I guess it made them paranoid.
The guy turns around and he's like, I really am DEA.
He's like, this shit works up. Every year. You're coming with me, fucking idiot.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, I love this. The paranoia emirates.
Yeah, there you go.
That was great.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to witness some scenes from the next attraction to play this theater. This picture, truly one of the most unusual ever filmed, contains scenes which under no circumstances should be viewed by anyone with a heart condition or anyone who is easily upset. We urgently recommend that if you are such a person or the parent of a young or impressionable child now in attendance, that you and the child leave the auditorium.
Rewind this and just smoke to it.
Welcome to Rewind This and Just Smoke to It. I'm your reviewer, Rob, from the Projection Booth podcast. Do you ever look around and find yourself saying, why is there no code of honor or even code of conduct in the world anymore? And what if you decided to live by such a code? How would that work out? This week, I'm talking about Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai.
A whole new century is coming, Louis. And Mr. Vargo wants every member of his family to make it a priority to erase this weirdo.
This guy is a professional. Going after him could be very dangerous.
This 1999 film from director Jim Jarmusch tells the tale of a young man who has taken the samurai code to heart. Known only as Ghost Dog, played by Forrest Whitaker, he's an unconventional guy who seems to want to live hundreds of years ago, when honor, the blade, and the mission was clear, as written in an 18th century book spelling out the code of the samurai.
Even if a samurai's head were to be suddenly cut off, he should still be able to perform one more action with certainty. If one becomes like a revengeful ghost and shows great determination, though his head is cut off, he should not die.
See, years earlier, Ghost Dog was a young kid who was saved by a New York mobster when a gang of thugs on his street beat him up. Because Louis saved his life, Ghost Dog feels duty-bound to him to help him in any way he sees fit. And that includes being a contract killer for his savior's bosses.
Everything seems to be changing all around us, huh, Louis?
You can say that again. When you did that guy the other night, was there a girl there?
I wasn't instructed to eliminate no girl.
Yeah, I know. It's just that things have gotten all complicated now. They're gonna whack you, Ghost Dog. If they don't find you, they're gonna whack me instead. Probably gonna whack me anyways.
Featuring great performances by Forrest Whitaker and a raft of New York character actors whose faces you'll know, but names you probably don't, Ghost Dog The Way of the Samurai also features an amazing hip-hop score created by the RZA of the Wu-Tang Clan.
It's born, born, young lord, raise your swords. It's born, born, young lord, raise your swords. It's born, born, young lord, raise your swords. It's born, born, young lord, raise your swords.
Hurling from the slums of Shaolin, golden claw talent twirling one swirl.
As writer and director Jim Jarmusch's film borrows not only from Japanese samurai film and New York City hip-hop culture, but Ghost Dog is sort of a loose adaptation of Jean-Pierre Melville's 1967 classic, Le Samurai, about a similar type of hitman character in Paris, played by the great Alain Delon.
Yeah, he calls himself Ghost Dog. I don't know, a lot of these black guys today, these gangster-type guys, they all got names like that they make up for themselves.
Is that true?
Sure. He means like the rappers. You know, the rappers, they all got names like that. Snoop Doggy Dogg, Ice Cube, Q-Tip, Method Man. My favorite was always Flavor Flav from Public Enemy. He got the funky fresh fly flavor. Live lyrics from the bank of reality. I kick the flies to maneuver technicality. Do a dope track. I love that guy.
I don't know anything about that.
So raise your swords, Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai is my pick this week for Rewind This and Just Smoke to It. And until next week, I'm Rob from the Projection Booth. You can find out more about my usual show at projection-booth.com. If you have suggestions for films I should review, tweet them at the show. That's at TheWeedsman420. And as Chris, Rob, and Aaron always say, stay high.
Continuing to count down the states, I know we skipped a couple weeks recently, but the next one in line is Washington. And hey, good news. It's fucking legal there.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm being cliche.
Yeah. You go,
it's so legal there that it's also the location of the first government-owned dispensary. Or, not even a dispensary. I keep calling them dispensaries because that's what they're called around here, but that's only if it's medical marijuana. We're talking straight recreational.
Weed shop?
Yeah,
a weed shop. It's on the government document? Is that what it's called?
And not only is it the first government-owned dispensary, the weed shop, the mayor was one of the first people to purchase from...
Mayor,
show the video of it. That's what I had. That was the link that I sent you.
The thing that you sent me?
The shop is called the Cannabis Corner.
The Gorge is known for its recreation. Hiking, biking, windsurfing, and now recreational pot sales. And the place where you can buy it here is government-owned. A first for the country. Caught on camera, the mayor buying marijuana.
North Boneville?
10 years ago, this would have been Bonneville. A very different story. But today, in North Bonneville, Washington,
Bonneville.
Wants everyone to know about his historic purchase. It's the first made at the Cannabis Corner,
the first government-run
recreational marijuana store in the country.
It's a feeling of relief and excitement. It's taken a year and a half hard work of all these people on the board and the staff to get to this point.
Mayor Don Stevens has been a recreational pot smoker since high school.
Are they just showing some stock footage because they don't have a lot of shit going on?
North Bonneville has been in an economic pit for years. He saw this as a way to dig out of it. Money earned at the municipality-run pot shop will go into a government-run pot, so to speak, not the city's general fund. But the city can apply for grants to use it.
We've already been talking with them about maybe upgrading the city park for the kids. Our park right now is pretty pathetic. We got two little swings that have like little bucket seats where if you're bigger than a toddler, you can't fit in them.
The cannabis here is sourced from Seattle,
Vancouver, Gasport,
and Battleground.
You don't have to go to Amsterdam anymore.
More of a body high, more mellowing.
A friendly bud tender.
Kind of like bartenders.
Will help you find what you want. Just bring your driver's license and responsibility to prove you're an adult.
And we would really like to keep it with a positive spin on it. It's not going to be like we're selling drugs.
Stop talking like that.
That was the manager of the place.
Yeah.
Not breaking stereotypes.
Leading the way for the entire nation in overdue.
See, they're both dressed like lumberjacks, though. The guy selling to them and the mayor. What? Nobody wears a suit to smoke weed anymore? What's with these people? How come every time they about travel has a recreational marijuana guide to Washington State that it points out that it is indeed still illegal federally, just so you know.
Thanks, about travel.
But as long as you're choosing to break federal law,
awesome.
Then you can...
you're going to do that. Check out these places.
Yeah. Right. A few licensed retail marijuana shops are now open for business, with more to open in coming weeks. Cannabis sampling or consumption is not allowed on the premises. Well, yeah, I mean, you're not allowed to break open your beer at the liquor store either.
When you're done, get in a tube.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the tube.
You can't smoke it here, but when you're done, get in the tube.
We have a special smoking room. Get in the MRI tube.
Yep. After you're done smoking it, get in the tube.
So and they have it, like, packed on one end with dryer sheets like you do in college. The fucking toilet paper roll.
Yeah.
So they just filter it.
Just a cardboard.
Did you ever have a name for that thing?
No. What?
The
contraption that you're talking about?
The people I rolled with had a name for that
thing.
It was called a whoopee.
A what?
A Whoopi.
A Whoopi.
Like the first name of Miss Goldberg.
Yeah.
Whoopi.
Nope. I'm not saying that that is not a common term for it, but
I hang out with retarded people.
Okay. Maybe.
I don't get the reference.
What are you trying to say? It's a Whoopi.
Okay, but if you're looking for some actual facts on Washington, if you do plan on going to Washington someday and you say, I want to try some of that weed, you have to make sure that you're at least 21 years of age.
So it's like the alcohol.
And if so, you can buy up to an ounce of marijuana.
At a time? At each
shop?
That's
how much you can have on you, at least.
Ah.
Yep, and you'll not be prosecuted for paraphernalia.
All right.
Nice. 16 ounces of solid marijuana-infused product. Your brownies and whatnot.
You can only have a pound of edibles. Darn.
Right.
Or up to 72 ounces of liquid marijuana-infused product. Jesus.
That's like over a 2 liter of marijuana.
That's like the Faygo 3 liter.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh. Some fucking marijuana-infused rock and rye in a 3 liter bottle.
Holy shit.
That's what I call a weekend. If you are indeed a tourist in Washington, you can check out Kush Tourism to get a guided tour of they have whole vacation packages actually that provide not only maps to where you can buy weed, but locations where you can safely smoke it indoors.
Oh,
nice!
Weed friendly lodging.
Is it tour of garages and basements throughout the metro area.
You can smoke here in the
Seattle.
Alley if you want.
For example, this alley is rarely patrolled by local officers.
Yeah, this guy's wife doesn't mind if you smoke it in the basement.
Yeah, right. Cross street from the hotel.
Local residents that are quote not uptight.
Yeah, right.
This soccer mom's 420 friendly.
There's also rent-a-vape. A rental vape, daily rental of vaporizers for people visiting Seattle.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Why?
Renting a vape?
Why not?
I mean,
yeah, why not?
Disposable mouthpiece or...
Yeah, they usually have like rubberized tubing and stuff.
So you're basically renting a battery?
Well,
like a hookah.
Yeah, like a hookah.
Well, and if you're planning a trip and you're going to be in the Seattle area, go in August for the Hemp Fest. Beautiful time of year, so I've heard.
Nice.
Obviously, there's still laws. This is regulated. What can get you into trouble if you're in Washington? Possession of amounts above the defined limit, having over an ounce of flour, etc. Possession, anyone under the age of 21 years possessing marijuana would be in trouble. Consuming it out in the public, taking it out of the state. Driving under the influence.
Oregon's cool with it, so
selling without a license.
So basically, going to Idaho is illegal. Because Oregon's legal in Oregon.
True. And you're not likely to be messed with, but strictly speaking, according to the law, you cannot take it out of the state.
Gotcha. See, it's supposed to stay within the borders of where it has been purchased.
I mean, you can't, when you start picking and choosing, and then people are like, well, you didn't say anything about New York, so they just get on a plane and take it, you know, across the fucking country. Rather than list all the states where they have a list of 48 states where you can't take it to, and
well,
this
I
one,
wonder if they've
it's
done
much quicker
what
to just go,
Colorado,
don't fucking take it out of here. You can buy it over there.
Well, I wonder if they've done what Colorado has done, is to kind of, like, prevent... what you were just talking about, like, it's illegal to have it at the airport. Like, even though it's...
Right.
Sorry. Whoa!
Punching the mic.
Easy, Drew.
Out of my face.
Aaron Tyson's punch out.
Great game. That was a great game.
He's like, that mic looked just like King Hippo.
Oh, I can't believe I forgot to send you this.
Oh, yes, I've seen that story.
You've seen this? Okay, yes. Okay, all right. No, this is a...
I ain't seen this.
Footage of a car chase.
They're
tossing bricks of marijuana out the window.
It's crazy.
Okay, so if you saw this shit happening on the freeway, Rob, and somebody just chucked a bale of fucking marijuana out, did you see how big that thing is? Like, did you see it go? How many were there so far? Two or just the one?
I seen two, three.
There's three.
Four.
Trust me, they don't see us.
Five.
They make it so you cannot blow it up.
7. Wow, that one blew apart. 8.
Yeah, they're just...
9.
Trust me, they don't see us.
Yeah.
They can't see this.
10. Wow.
They're still, they had 10 fucking... How much do you think 11. Each one of those weigh?
Oh, man, they're huge. I mean, I want to say at least...
They look like 10 pounds.
2 feet, like, yeah. 10 pounds at least. Wow.
Did they get away?
14, there was like... 14, 15, 16, 17...
Wow. Why didn't they? I would have just blown open the hatch.
It looks like a clown car. Yeah.
No, just seriously.
Yeah, just kick the hatch open. Kick.
Right.
We got rid of all of it. Let's pull over now.
No, and then all of the shit would come out in one big fucking, you know, hailstorm of marijuana that would blind the cop and he'd drive off the road like it was in a movie. And now right, hit the and button. Then he would run. Yeah. Then you pull over
now
and
they're
going to
run. Have they not seen any episodes of Cops?
You can tell they're not the ever. Brightest. They're throwing barrels of weed out of the car.
Yeah,
in front of the cop.
We can get away in open desert.
Yeah. How does this help your case?
Right.
Like, exactly. I mean...
It does not. It makes it worse.
All they have to do is pick up one of those off the side of the road. But, by the way, I mean, wouldn't you... I would be pulling over. I would, be, like, scoop that one up like it was the diapers.
Stick your arm out.
No, I'd be like... It would be like raising Arizona when they're going after the diapers. He just sticks his hand out and grabs it off the road. I'd be doing that following right behind him.
Oh, for sure. One hits the windshield, reaching out while you're driving.
Got the wipers on, clearing weed, trying to follow the car chase.
Trying to throw it in the car. Yeah.
You can just imagine someone had the worst day ever, and they're like, fuck my life, and all of a sudden just a big brick of weed hit the car. Right.
Yeah!
It's the best day ever, man.
It's a great day. Calling their boy, hey, guess we're having a party. It's Wednesday. It doesn't matter, son.
Right.
This shit's doesn't great, matter. Man. I had to clear it all out of my fucking radiator, but it smokes good stuff.
Oh, yeah, hot box the car up when you turn on that heater.
Yeah, right. Everybody jumps in the car.
That would be awesome.
All right, that's a great story to go out on.
Yeah.
You guys ready to wrap it up? No yawning on Mike.
Sorry.
No Yanni.
Yo Yanni, no Yanni.
Yawning or no Yanni.
Too wise.
All right. Well, then until next week, stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high.
Excellent.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman podcast on Facebook. And thanks for all of the new followers on Twitter at TheWeedsman420.
Thanks for the support.
You can subscribe to the Weedsman podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Android users can find this show on Stitcher Radio. And I think we've agreed that's the way to go for Android.
It's either Stitcher or the podcast app. Right, the Apple devices. It's the only two I use.
You can now listen to a new episode of a Christopher Media show every day of the week. Sundays, M&M Question Everything. Monday and Thursday, you have Unregimented. Tuesday, you get the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
The bonus nugget.
Yeah, it's a little extra. And it prepares you for the big show on Friday. Sometimes on Tuesdays, you get the Toddzilla X-Pod. On Wednesdays, you have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. You also have the Projection Booth with... soon to be published author,
yes.
Rob St. Mary. Mike White also. He has books on Amazon. Go check them out. Last year, 2014, a lot of big things for the Projection Booth. They were recognized by the AV Club,
top rated podcast.
IndieWire.com. Check them out on Wednesdays. Saturday, we have the Captain's Table finishing out the week.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.